John Jessop.
Live right now, though, is Mike Hadfield. Hello, Mike. How the devil are you, mate?
Really good, thanks.
Jolly good, good, good. You're over in Burnley, are you?
Based in Burnley. Yeah, we're all around East Lancashire.
Weather okay over that way?
Weather's absolutely fantastic at the moment. Yeah.
Yeah. We've got the good weather in Liverpool. It's nice. Just really, really nice, and thoroughly enjoying ourselves. And like you are, getting ready for this gig in Liverpool, aren't you? In September.
That's right. Yeah. Saturday the 11th of September. Live Forever.
Yeah.
Oasis UK, Stipe, the REM tribute, and ourselves live.
Wow. Is this a major package that you put together, Mike? You know, when you go out on tour, do you do like a live together with all those other tributes?
We do, yeah. We do our own shows regularly, but as we're getting going, we're meeting a lot of other tribute bands. So we've had other bands supporting us. We're going on support with others as well. So it's a good package. When I first started, laid the tribute band up. I was going out to see a lot of these type of things as well, with the Clone Roses and there's tributes to all the 90s bands. It's a great thing for the punters.
I mean, I was reading a little bit about your bio. I mean, were you quite shocked going back to that date in May when you stood up with a microphone and said, I want to do a tribute? I mean, were you quite shocked when Tim Booth just said, go for it?
I'm more shocked with hindsight, to be honest. I can't believe I did it sometimes. but I was talking about, I was going to, like I mentioned, I was going to see these shows, being in my 40s, grown-up kids, start going out to gigs again with mates that I grew up with and went to gigs back in the day.
Yeah.
Going to a lot of tribute shows, and I've done a lot of singing over my time, over the years. I was going bald and dying my beard, so I was looking like him as well. My favourite band of all time. So I kept telling my friends, this is what I'm thinking of doing. And
yeah.
I realised that it got to the point where I either did something about it or shut up about it. So I thought, right, this is the perfect opportunity. I'll ask the band what they think about it, and if they think it's a go with, then I've got to... It'll give me the kick in the pants that I need to do something about it.
Right. And unfortunately, you haven't looked back, have you?
Not at all. Full steam ahead, yeah.
If there's
one good thing about this pandemic, it has been the fact that we can take stock, appreciate what we've done so far, and
yes,
look forward to the future.
I had a phone call off a pal of mine who's a massive, massive James fan, you know, and I told him that I was going to be interviewing you, and he said, I've seen Laid. He said, you know, they're a top outfit, you know, and, send Mike my many congratulations, because he said, I was never, ever really into tribute bands, because you like to see the real thing. He said, well, my goodness me, he said, Laid is an eye-opener. And so that's a feather in your cap. But you know what he said to me as well, mate? And I've never been able to track this down, and maybe you can, that there is a tribute of a tribute to Laid.
I have no idea what to say to that.
Do you know what, mate? I've only ever found that once before, and that was a tribute of a tribute to Take That. And there was like two tribute bands, but the second tribute band was a tribute of the tribute band, if you know what I mean, not Take That.
So
somewhere in the country, somewhere in the country, Mike, there is a tribute to Laid.
That's just crazy. I don't know what to say there, John. I really don't.
What I would say, mate, I said it's a feather in your cap again, because obviously they think you are something else and they want to do a tribute to you.
Well, that's amazing. Well, at least, I mean, James is it's been my favourite band for many years.
Yeah.
And the stage presence, certainly of Tim Booth with dancing and so on, is so amazing that it captures a lot of people that even don't think that they are James fans. When they see us, they suddenly start going out and buying the back catalogue, 16 studio albums that they've had so far.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're actually creating new James fans that didn't think that they knew many James songs, and come away realising that they know more than they thought they did.
Yeah. I mean, a bit of a numpty question this, Mike, but,
go ahead.
You know, you've called yourself Lady. Is that because it's your favourite track?
Oh, favourite album as well. I mean, personally, it was the album that really started me loving James. Bit of a late starter in that respect because they've been going since 1982. But
yeah.
Because of the song, the song's big in America, certainly. We didn't want to be sitting down because
no.
It's a bit too obvious. So Lade's the next best thing.
So have you broken America yet?
Not yet. We thought we'd get through Liverpool live 24/7 online radio first, and then on to the States.
You're talking the right language here, Mike. You know, you're talking the right language.
We've got a couple of followers from America who follow us online. There's one called Mitch Fisher, isn't listening now.
Oh, right.
He follows us from America online. This is Jeff, by the way. Jeff, the drummer, he's with me today.
Okay, yeah. Well, you know, I mean, you know, if you ever want to come down to our studio here in Liverpool, we've got a fantastic studio here. You know, we haven't been going 12 months, this radio station, but we're in the penthouse suite overlooking the Albert Dock. And
okay,
if you ever fancied coming in and doing a session for us, the door is open.
Sounds brilliant.
Sounds good, that.
You know, I know you're in Liverpool on the 11th at the Liverpool Olympia. Have you played there before, Mike? It's a great venue, that.
No, we haven't. No, it's an iconic venue. Yeah, I think it was 1905. I think it was
yes.
First built
as yeah,
a circus
yeah.
and a concert hall, and it's still got the character. It's been on Peaky Blinders recently, so it's still got the character of that old school,
yes.
Old. Music hall environment. It's looking forward to it.
Yeah. Yeah. So did this Live Forever gig, Mike? Are you topping the bill?
Apparently not, for some reason. Oasis UK is the top of the bill.
Okay.
But at least it gives us a chance to get off stage and have a few beers and watch the rest of the show.
Yes. Yeah. Well, listen, mate, I wish you all the best, and as I say, the door's open here at Liverpool Live. You want to come down, you want to bring the band with you, we've got enough room here for a band session, and, you know, play away, do a half-hour
yeah,
set
we'll
for
get,
us.
Yeah, your people to speak to our people, and we'll get something in the diary. It sounds fantastic.
Absolutely. Well, listen, Mike, have a great gig on the 11th of September, and I suppose all the gigs that have been cancelled over the last 18 months are coming back into the diary now, are they?
That's right, yeah. We try not to use the word cancelled. We use postponed.
Postponed, yes, as in football matches.
When we do finally open the doors and get back out there again, it's going to be busy, busy, busy. It really is.
Brilliant. Well, have a great tour. Have a great gig. And as I say, my business will talk to your business and see what we can do.
Excellent. And if anyone wants to check out where else we're playing over the rest of the year, get on social media. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all the usual places.
Is it just under your name or is it under Lade?
It's under Lade.
Okay, that's great then, Mike.
Lade James Tribute Band. If you search for that, you'll find us.
All right.
So on Twitter, we're at Band Lade, and on Facebook, we're just Lade James Tribute Band.
Sounds great to me. Look after yourself, boys, and thanks very much for your time.
Cheers, John.
Cheers.
Thanks,
now.
John.
Bye now. Bye-bye. There we go. That's Mike. The Mike and the Drummer turned up. Yeah, that's great, isn't it? Mike Hadfield from the James Tribute Band called Lade, playing in Liverpool on the 11th of September at a great iconic venue, the Liverpool Olympia.
John Jessop, the music you know, the city you love. This is Liverpool Live.